Tēnā koe, Nicola.
Tēnā koe. Great to be on the show, Dale.
Thanks again. Well, it's all heating up now out there, isn't it, sister? There's no doubt about it. And the race for the reins of power is certainly heating up. We're into Wawa Matariki, Matariki time. What's your thinking about Matariki? Nicola, do you like the fact that as a country we're starting to acknowledge this time of the year? And B, do you support it being a national holiday?
Look, we support the Matariki holiday, and I've really enjoyed coming to learn more about the Matariki tradition and the stories behind it. It's not something I grew up knowing about, but it's been wonderful seeing my children learn about it at school and understand it. And it's a beautiful time of year, I think, for reflection and celebration of all that we have to be grateful for and to think about what we want to achieve in the year ahead. So a very special time.
Tēnā koe. You've had I haven't spoken to you since the conference where the main hit was on Law and Order. We'll talk about that in a moment. But some might say that the Blue Team are not overly pro-Māori in some of their approaches, and you might question that. I mean, if I asked you what you see in the kaupapa that you're raising in the lead-up to election that is pro-Māori, what would you take us to?
Well, I would say that we are absolutely committed to making sure that every New Zealander can fulfil their potential. And when I talk to Māori New Zealanders, as when I talk to non-Māori New Zealanders, the real concern people have is with the state of our economy, what's happening with the cost of living, how incomes aren't keeping up with the prices of things. Real concern about safety in our communities, about the long delays in our health system, and about education standards in schools. So national focus is on getting all of those issues back on track, and we think that will be of significant benefit to Māori. I think the other thing that we're proud of is our history of working really effectively with Māori, whether that's our treaty settlement track record, where we have been really good at bringing negotiations to settlement to the benefit of iwi. We're proud of our work on Whānau Ora, where we initiated that program together with Tariana Turia from the Māori Party, and that's a program that lasts to this day and is making a huge difference to many whānau, including Māori whānau. And we're proud of our history in terms of Kohanga Reo and Kura Kaupapa. So we see that there can be extraordinarily great results with Māori Kaupapa, with Māori-led solutions. And we believe in that because we don't believe that big government always knows best. So we're excited about what we can deliver and achieve for Māori.
Tēnā koe, but you can't rest on your laurels. And while it's pertinent to look back historically on some of the initiatives that National Party's advanced, it's really about the future that our people are focused on, I think, Nicola. And so there's some reservations about the efficacy of an approach, including Takaho Whai Ora, and we get the word that it's something that the National Party won't support. Can you clarify that stance, please?
Yes. So we are determined to get much better health outcomes for Māori, but we do not think the development of a separate bureaucracy from Te Whatu Ora is the way to deliver that. So we've said, look, having the Māori Health Agency separate from the key health agency isn't going to actually deliver better results for patients. It will lead to a lot of duplication, a lot of bureaucracy, a lot of cost, and we would prefer to see those resources and that effort going into services for patients. So we've said we'll disestablish the Māori Health Authority, but Dr. Shane Reese is determined that we will have a focus on better results for Māori patients. And so we think that that comes from innovation, from a focus on targets, from accountability in the health system, rather than from a separate bureaucracy.
Tēnā koe. Getting tough on crime, which was one of the tenets of the recent conference, it's a well-worn kaupapa leading into elections, but I don't want to be dismissive, because it is important, law and order in our country, but do you think that you might be overstating the numbers of people who are getting involved in crime? We're talking boot camps, lock them up longer, etc., a number of initiatives. But the root cause of that crime tends to be economic, from the outside looking in. What would you say of tough on crime stance? The reality perhaps not as real as the... the realities perhaps not the same as the sensationalised reporting that many of us are exposed to.
Well, there's just no doubt that crime is worse in our communities. And you can see that in the official statistics, which show that violent crime has risen considerably, that gang membership's risen considerably. But you can also see that in terms of the way people are feeling in their communities. On average, we've had a ram raid every 15 hours in recent times. We've seen a lot more retail crime with robberies and thefts occurring. And we've seen a lot more crime on the streets. And what that means is more and more New Zealanders are feeling unsafe. And they raise that with us as politicians proactively. They say, gosh, I'm feeling really unsafe. I'm scared of going to work. I'm scared of walking down the street. And that's not how it should be. So we're concerned to have policies that ensure that where people do commit criminal actions, where they victimise others, where they create real harm in the community, that they face significant consequences for that. Now, you're right. We also need to look to the causes of crime, and we retain a focus on that as well. We think that it's important to be intervening earlier in the lives, particularly of young people, to make sure that where they're going off track, they're steered back on track. We support initiatives to ensure that families, where there is harm and where there are problems, that there are good interventions. But ultimately, if people have victimised others, if they've violently assaulted others, if they're continuing that pattern of behaviour, we believe there must be consequences, and our law and order policies reflect that.
Tēnākoe, what did you think of the young blokes on the roofs of Oranga Tamariki facilities?
Yeah, well, those are kids who are clearly pushing all of the boundaries and stretching things really hard, and I imagine that creates a real challenge for those looking after them in those facilities who probably just really want to keep them safe. It's hard to keep teenagers safe when they're on the roof, right?
Thank you. The removal of the fuel subsidy, whacking the guts for people already on Struggle Street, don't you think?
Yeah, I look really tough. I've been out and about door knocking in Wellington this weekend, and that was something that several people raised with me, because it's going to cost someone with an average tank about $15 more to fill up. That's a lot of cash. And we can also expect there'll be a bit of a ripple effect, because when you have petrol going up, that makes costs across the economy go up because people add it on to whatever they're selling. And National always said that this approach was going to be problematic, that if you put on a Band-Aid, when you rip it off like this, it causes a lot of pain. And that's what we're seeing. It was only ever a temporary measure. So what we've said would have been a better approach is to deliver people permanent income tax reduction. Our income tax package at a minimum would deliver someone on the average wage $960 more a year. So that would be enough to cover quite a few tanks of petrol. And we think a better approach, because then people can have certainty about their income and how much they have to cover the costs in their household budget.
Tēnākoe. Thanks, Nicola. What else would you like to share? I've been asking the questions, but maybe you've got some ideas you want to share with our peeps.
Oh, look, I just think in New Zealand at the moment, there's a lot of people who are feeling really concerned about the future. You've seen people worried about the recession, worried about whether their financial circumstances are going to get better, people worrying that with some businesses struggling, there may be job losses ahead, concerned that despite having spent a lot of money as a country, we're still seeing really long waiting lists in the health system. We're still seeing a lot of problems. And I just want people to know, yep, that's right. New Zealand is in a really tricky spot at the moment. But I want people to feel some hope. National really believes that if we strengthen our economy, if we get into being a bit more disciplined and careful about government spending with targets, if we deliver income tax reduction, if we back businesses to grow, we can have a stronger economy again that will ensure people can get ahead, that they can catch up with the cost of living, and that they can look forward to a country where we do have the income needed to deliver world-class health and education services. National's really determined to offer that plan. I know in the dark of winter, it can feel pretty tough, and we want people to be hopeful in a better way as possible.
Thanks for sharing some cordial with us, Nicola. I look forward to our next conversation too. To turn it, all the best until then.
Kia ora. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful week.
And you too. Kia ora. You're with Urban Māori Radio. It's only fair that we have different perspectives tabled here on our program. And so we talk with ACT, we talk with the Greens, we talk with Te Pāti Māori, and of course we talk with Labour. It's all on the table. Ultimately, you're the decision maker here as to which way you want to lead or lean, and what the future of this land may look like. You're with 603 Urban Māori Radio. Quick look at some of the headlines around Te Motu. The standoff with the ewes on the rooftop of Oranga Tamariki has ended. They came down last night. It was at Kuruwai Manaaki facility in Wiri. Three came down from the roof at around 6:30 last night. The other two just after 10:30, it seems. Yesterday, the chief executive of Oranga Tamariki, deputy chief executive, I might add, Mike Bush, says police were on site communicating regularly. There was some concern about the safety for the young fellas because of the wet weather, but they seemingly had a roof cavity to shelter in when the rains came down, and they haven't stopped coming down, have they? Big ups to all the gang who helped to put together our celebration of Matariki here at the Marae on Saturday. Obviously, the weather played a hand here, but certainly the kaimahi from our Marae and from the Manukau Urban Māori Authority, I salute. They were very difficult conditions to put together a concert of that type, but feedback that I've heard and received is that whoever was here certainly enjoyed it. The mood, celebratory mood of Matariki was undeniable. The musicians performed with great skill, and I think everyone respected the fact that it was tough for all concerned because of the weather. But big ups as well to Tania Rangihue, who heads our organisation, and all the hundreds of people who helped to put it all together. Nei rā te mihi, kia koutou, katoa. 10 to 8, Claudia Tauiti is with us in a moment.